Gimel Mishnayis Yud and Yud Aleph. Mishnah Yud builds upon what we learned in Mishnah Tes concerning the Tum of Begodim that a person is wearing when he comes into a Bayis Menuga. Mishnah Yud says, Hoya Omeid Bifnim. A person was standing inside a Bayis Menuga. Uposhat Yodo Luchutz. And he stuck his hand out to the outside. V'tabosav biyodav, and his rings are on his hands. Here is b'derech malbush. His rings are on his hands, the way he as a garment. Not that he's carrying them. Imshoh gadiyachilus pras. So therefore, if he waited inside, gadiyachilus pras, even though the rings on his hands are not inside, they're tameos, they become tamei, like any beged that he wears when he's in the Beis HaMenuga. Hoya omeid b'chutz. Now, here's a case where he's standing outside the house. Uposhet yodo lifnim b'tabosu b'yodav. He didn't go rosh over rubo, only his hands he put inside the house. He didn't touch, he just put them inside the house. And on his hands, again, were rings, b'derech malbush, as garments. So Rabbi Yehuda mitame miyad. We'll see. We don't pass him like Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says that even though he didn't wait or the hands didn't stay, the shear of achilus pras. Nevertheless, they're immediately tame, and we'll see. We'll see why. The chachomim umrim. The Chachamim say to Rabbi Yehuda that they say that the shear is kedei achilus pras. Also, even in the case where his body is outside and just the hands with the rings on them on the inside. Amru lo Rabbi Yehuda. They said to Rabbi Yehuda, Ma im bizman shekol gufo tamei. In a situation where his entire body is tamei, lo timei esmasha olav, we're not metami that which is upon him, ad sheyishek deyachilus pras, garments that he's wearing are not tamei until he waits inside kedeyachilus pras, the time it takes to eat a pras, again with a pas of chitin, with condiments, and the purpose is to give a quicker shear. Remember, condiments make it go down faster. And paschita, not pasorin, because paschita is eaten more quickly, is more easily swallowed than pasorin, which is rough and full of fiber. So they say bizman she'enu she'en kol gufo tamei. So at a time where his whole body is not tamei, just sticking his hands inside with the kelim, enu din shlo yitmo esma or shlo yitamei esma olav sheyishek day achilus pras. Isn't it then the din? Can we derive from this fact that it's like a kal v'chomer shelo yitame is masha olav at sheyishik deyachilus pras, until that which he's wearing should not be tame until he's matame deyachilus pras. In other words, if when he's entirely in the garments are in tame until he waits achilus pras, though certainly if he's only partially in, they shouldn't become tame miyad, but until deyachilus pras. The Rav and the Rambam explain the reason. I just want to read the Rambam's language, because all he does in this Mishnah is explain Rabbi Yehuda. Tam Rabbi Yehuda he masha omar lecha. The reasoning of Rabbi Yehuda, he says the Tanis Rabbi Yehuda's argument is masha omar lecha. V'hainu ki akol maskimim, everybody agrees. Shagoy shenikmas lebeis menuga mistami begodav asher olav miyad. If a non-Jew would enter a house that had leprosy, Bayis Menuga, his garments would be tamei immediately, the garments that he's wearing. The non-Jew himself is not susceptible to tumah, so he's not tamei. And this is a cloud that we explained by Hagdama, this earlier in the Masechta. U'miyachar shemotzonu, sho'ish ha-mistamei, Matzil kelim sholov milatami miyad, that a person who is susceptible to tumah he saves the garments that he's wearing from being mitami immediately. Ve'enu mistami matshish lechlus pas. Vu'ish enu mistami biyatzmo. And a person who cannot become tami himself does not save enu matzil kelim shalov. Elo he mistami miyad, but tami immediately. K'mokein hamachnis yodav lebeis amenuga. Ve'enu mistami hu atzmo. Since he himself does not become tamei, since Roshu Verubo didn't go in, even his hands are in tamei. So Kelim Shal Yodav should be mitamei miyad, as if he were a non-Jew. But halacha kechachamim, but the halacha is like the chachamim. So the Rav explains the same thing. We'll start with the first part of the Mishnah. Hoya omid bifnim chutz beis toch beis hamenuga, hoyomi bifnim toch beis hamenuga, in the midst of a leprous house, poshat yodav lochutz v'tabosa biyodav, and he stretched his hands outside, and his rings were on his hands. So hocham marish lebosov v'yetzbosov derech malbush. He's wearing them as a garment, as we explained the Mishnah. V'mishok delchus pras tmeos. The brosa gufo griri, because if he waited gedelchus pras, then they're drawn after the rest of his body, even though they're on the outside of the house. If they were not worn, if the rings were not worn on his fingers, but he was holding them in the palm of his hand, they're tummy immediately. Now, Rabbi Yehud, bisman she'en kol gufo tummy kagon hocha duhu omeid b'chutz. This is the Chachamim speaking to Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda Omer. Rabbi Yehuda says the following. Someone who is susceptible to tuma has a greater, or something has a greater power to save something else from being tuma. Mikuach hator, in the power of that which is not susceptible, or a person who is not susceptible to mekabel tuma to save. Shari Yisrael shemekablim tuma. A Yisrael who Jews who are mekablim tuma, mitzilim kelim bebeis hamenuga. They can protect Kalim from becoming the wing from coming to Miyad until they wait Gdei Achilus Pras. Shein Metamim Achiyish Gdei Achilus Pras. Bekusim, however, with non-Jews, or Behemo, with an animal. Shein Mekabim Tum, if an animal had a garment on it, some type of that was wearing. Ein Metzilim Kalim Beis Amenuga. Shabagonim Shalehem, the garment in Miyad, or to me immediately. Vein Halocha Kareb Yehuda. I just want to point out, there is a concept that the holier something is, the more susceptible it is for tuma and for contamination in room. The more kosher something is, the more susceptible, and the less holy something is, the less susceptible it is. Mishnah Yud Aleph, Mitzora Shenichnas Labayis. A mitzora, now a person who's tamei as a mitzora, and he comes into a bayis tohar. Kol ha-kelim she'esham, we're talking about now the utensils and furniture in the house, kol ha-kelim she'esham tameim, afilu adakuros, even up to the beams, up to the rafters, to the top of the room. Rabbi Shimon Omer, adalad amos, only up to 4 amos. So the Rav says, "Kosov Rabbi Shimon l'malo mi'arba amos, reshusa achrusahu, t'komoshe shel adam beinoni shalosh amos, v'yamachas lipshot yodav raglov." Rabbi Shimon holds that above 4 amos is like a different domain, so he's not metame things that are above 4 amos. It's like a different domain because the height of an average person is 3 amos. I mean, you know, you usually say the amos goes between 1.5 feet, 18 inches, and 24. So I don't think the height of the average person those days was 6 feet. It's about 5.5 feet. It's possible because people were shorter in the average, in earlier times. So that's the domain. So you have three amas for his height. V'yama'achas lepshot yodayim v'raglayim. Lepishut yodayim v'raglayim. Sorry, one amo lepishut yodayim v'raglayim. And one amo to spread out his hands and his feet. Vein halachic Rabbi Shimon. The halach is not like Rabbi Shimon, but it's like the chachamim that whatever is in there is tamei ad akurot, the very rafters. Now, the Mishnah goes on. Kelim miyad tameim. Now, the simplest way to understand this is that we're talking about the same kelim as before. Klomer kelim sh'amarnu arakuros l'tanakama v'yara ba'amos Rabbi Shimon miyad hin mitamim. Immediately they become tamei k'shenikmas yimohem lebeis ha'menuga, when he comes in to the the base of Menuga. But here now suddenly he says Kishenitnas imuhem the base of Menuga. He's contradicting himself, and the Tosos Yafta points this out, that he's mixing up two perushim, because we're really talking about what he said originally, kelim shu'amarnu ad akuros, the kelim in the house, not the kelim that came in with him. He says the Rav there is not correct, and he explains, you know, that simply it's logically it doesn't fit, and the Rav is contradicting himself. Rabbi Yehuda Omer im shoh kedei hadlokas anis. The Chachamim say the kelim in the house, that's what we're talking about, the kelim in the house are mitamim, they become tamim miyad immediately. And Rabbi Yehuda Omer that only if he waited the time it takes to light a nair. So the Rav explains, this is very interesting. First of all, he says, if he were invited in, this mitzvah, willingly by the owner of the house, Rabbi Yehuda agrees, the mitam in miyad, that these the furniture in the house, the kelim in the house, become tummy immediately. He's only arguing when he comes in uninvited. He has to establish a moshav. If he's invited in, the second he stops and stands in the house, he has a moshav, because he was invited in. However, if he's invited in, if he's not invited in, lo havi moshavo, he has no moshav there. Elohim kein shoha kadei halokas hanir. In order for the person, the owner of the house, to light a candle, why? If he waited that long, velo afke, and the other person didn't kick him out, send him out, then it's an indication that he has moshav and he's mitame. V'im lo shoha kadei halokas hanir. Lo havi moshav. If he wasn't there long enough to light a candle, he has no moshav. The lo afke. The reason why he didn't throw him out yet, the Torah would be had lokas in there. It was dark. The Beni Shimshe, we're talking about, it's around sunset, where the house already inside is dark. Oh, the most the Beni Shimshe is usually, we're speaking about an area of Shabbos or the Mosachol. It's about around sunset, candle lighting on Shabbos, an Erev Shabbos towards sunset, or Yemos HaChol towards sunset, when people start to light the lights in their house, because it's getting dark inside the house, there's less light from outside. So the Beni Shimshe is Erev Shabbos, or Yemos HaChol on a weekday. Because he's busy with either lighting candles for Erev Shabbos, or on a weekday, for general light, so he can't throw him out yet. He's busy illuminating the house. But once he's finished, he'll throw him out immediately. If it's longer than that, then he's acquired moshav. So that's the distinction. And again, the Rav doesn't comment, but mistama that the halachas like the Tanakama, that kelim are mitamim miyad, that the kelim become tamei immediately. And that's Mishnah Yud Aleph.